New Country Z100. Hey, it's Cole Swindell and Ain't Worth the Whiskey. Hello there, Kent and the Country Morning Show this morning. You know that this week is our St. Jude week, and I have some kids in the studio that I am going to walk over around the board here and say hey to. They are from the DuCoin Elementary School, and we're going to have all kinds of kids in here this week leading up to our radiothon for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And I think it is just super what these kids have done. And I'm going to walk all the way over here, kids. So hang tight for just a second. And Mrs. Ray, first off, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You are playing hooky today, but we're not going to tell anybody, okay?
We're having a great time. We had a good time coming down. The students are really excited about being on the air this morning.
Well, I'm really excited to hear what these kids did, but I'm going to come over here and get their names. I'm going to walk right by you. I've got a big cord. I'm going to go right over here. My headphones are going around this way. What is your name, young man?
Logan Lee.
Hey, Logan Lee. And then what grade are you in DuCoin?
Second grade.
Big second grader here. I work my way down. What's your name, buddy?
Aiden Adams.
Hi, Aiden. And what grade are you in?
Third.
Big third grader. And then finally, Miss, what's your name?
Juliet Cannon.
Juliet Cannon. Is Matt your dad?
Yes.
Will you tell him that I said hi?
Okay.
You guys are just too cool for school here. And I'm going to just start and talk with Mr. Third Grader here. Brother, tell me, you know, what you all did to raise money for St. Jude. What did you guys do in DuCoin?
Well, I was just looking around my house to get money for all the people that are sick to make them feel better.
You know what? That's exactly what it's all about, isn't it? And Logan, where did you find a lot of pennies? Because obviously it's added up. We're going to get the grand total here in a second. But where did you go to get money, or did you ask anybody for money for St. Jude?
Well, my grandma has a whole bunch of pennies. We went there to get like 3 bags full of money.
Yeah, that's always fun visiting grandma and getting into the money pot. When I was a kid about your age in second grade, my grandpa, he had a box in the drawer, and it always had money. And I was like, all right, it's candy store time for Kent. And then I'm keep bringing my headphones over this way. And Juliet, now, for all of the folks listening right now, you did this for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Do you know what's going on there at St. Jude? Like, who goes down there to St. Jude? Do you know?
People that have mental disabilities, and they can use help. And with the money that we raise, we can give them help that they need.
Absolutely. Give them some help that they need. And kids who are battling cancer and all those terrible, terrible things, which is just something we don't want to see any more sick kids, do we, Juliet? No more. Have you ever been sick before?
Yes.
Yeah, it's no fun. It's no fun. And then so we want to make sure everybody's happy and healthy. Well, Mrs. Ray, who here would love to read this grand total? You want to do it? How about all three of you together? Yeah. Let's bring this check, because this is a big check from the Indians at DuCoin Elementary School.
We're actually the Papooses.
That's right.
We're the baby Indians.
The Papooses here have done something incredible. The grand total that they did here in the quest for 1,000,000 pennies is what, kids?
Ready?
$5,957.66.
That is incredible. Oh my goodness. $5,957.66. I don't even know how many pennies that is. Wow, Mrs. Ray.
Yeah.
Did you have any idea the kids were going to bring in this kind of penny weight? I mean, that's a lot right there.
That is a lot. We were overwhelmed. And actually, I have to shout out to my office staff, Mrs. Renison, Mrs. Tilly, and Mr. Alvarado. Every day they would collect all the money when the students would bring them down. And then we would take it to Banterra Bank, and they counted all the coins for us, which was fantastic.
That is nice, yeah.
They give us a daily total. So I was just, by Wednesday, we had almost $3,000, and I was just overwhelmed.
Wow, that is something. Perry County got it going on up there. They really do. And the Papooses here with DuCoin Elementary School, once again, $5,957.66. This will go not only to the kids of St. Jude that are going down there for treatment, but for kids everywhere. The life-saving research that goes on is just incredible. And so that is a big check right there. And this is all going to be on our Facebook and the internet here in just a little bit as well. So kids, now do you have to like, Logan, you have to go back to school now today? You're not on spring break yet, are you, Logan?
No.
No, you're not. And Aiden, like, what's the next subject you have coming up, you think, when you get back to school? What do you think's math?
When we get back to school, it might be math.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to need some math to add up all this money here, I'm telling you. And then, Juliet, like, for folks who are listening, did you have a hard time finding the money and donating it? Or did you ask your parents? Or who'd you ask, you know?
So my mom was looking for some money, and she went to Walmart, and they had $25 worth of pennies, and she found that, and she bought it.
You know what? It's everybody getting together, isn't it, Mrs. Ray?
That's right.
That's what it's at right there. Thank you to DuCoin Elementary School, for everybody up in Perry County that helped the Papooses out right here. It's a big check, and honestly, it doesn't matter if it's $5,957.66 or $5 that these kids would have brought in. It's all going for kids helping kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Listen, we've got a lot more coming up here this week. Don't forget our Radiothon is Thursday and Friday. We ask you to become a partner in hope for just 67 cents a day. And if these kids, these elementary school kids, can bring in this kind of money for St. Jude, surely in your heart, if you're listening right now, you can contribute 67 cents a day to say, I want to see an end to childhood cancer. So boys and girls, or yes, boys and girl and ladies, thank you so much. Appreciate it, guys. All right, Tim McGraw right now. This is How I'll Always Be at Z100.